Courtship today is on life support. Marriage? Code red. I don't like it, and I bet you don't either. Just a generation ago, taking your relationship to the next level meant getting engaged. Now, the next level is just being an official girlfriend with a title. Dating apps and websites have widened the perception of the dating pool so much that if one doesn't feel a connection quickly, it's on to the next one. Daters ghost out of each other's lives in search of excitement, variety, and something better. I call it fast food dating. And the gap between it and the deeper, slow food relationships women crave has never been wider. Young women wanting meaningful relationships are trying hard to stay positive while they wonder, don't men want the same things I do? Will I ever find that worthy partner I can come home to? Is the answer really egg freezing? And why the heck should achieving a stable, long-term relationship feel like trapping a wild animal? I believe they have a better chance if they date with a mindset that attracts and filters for marriage material. Intentional dating. In a nutshell, it means making the effort to meet new men and showing up as high value. Here's the hard part. You must ruthlessly filter out the guys who show you they're not sufficiently into you or don't want a committed relationship, instead of trying to change their minds. Too many women are out there doing the most and giving their all, hoping a ring will come from these efforts. Ridiculous. Time-wasting. Baggage-building. If you knew you wanted to be a lawyer, wouldn't you prepare to get into law school? If you wanted to buy a house, wouldn't you start assessing neighborhoods and saving up for a down payment? There are concrete steps you can take to move yourself closer to any goal, so why would getting married be any different? If you're marriage-minded, resist the temptation to just sit back, focus on your career, and think this will sort itself out if it's meant to be. A cultural change is occurring around us, and I don't think simply waiting will help things fall into place. Once you know you want to be married, you're much more likely to find the right person when you date intentionally, and do so regardless of where your career is and what your age is. You'll be much more likely to have actual, I can call him my boyfriend, relationships. Besides, if you follow my advice and resist the urge to build your life around your boyfriends, what I call cornerstoning, you'll see it's not an either-or choice. You'll have some relationships that will work and some that won't. Whatever happens, it will likely take time. Don't leave all this for later. If you desire to have biological children within the framework of marriage someday, get the ball rolling now. Waiting doesn't ensure you snag the best man out there. Dating strategically does. And what's more, juggling a career with dating is great practice for juggling a career with a husband and kids. Am I right? Dating on purpose is for the millennial woman striving to live with class and grace, who wants a thoughtfully sourced, slow-food husband. I tell it like I see it, with a stronger focus on giving you honest information than being politically correct. The advice I give won't fit every case. I speak in generalities, and you can select the tips that resonate, depending on your personality and the type of guy you're dealing with. If you're the kind of woman who gets upset when a man holds a door open for you, then you can put this book down right now. I firmly believe the fun in dating comes from expressing and enjoying our gender differences. You know, that yin-yang stuff. This book will teach you how to fortify your psyche so that you can let the ghosters ghost, determine if a guy really likes you no matter the chemistry you feel, learn the formula that makes men commit, decide if you're a shaky or wifey girlfriend and what to do next, respond powerfully to wishy-washy men who treat you like an option, keep men from making you crazy, know when you're settling and when you're simply being realistic, learn how to prevent men from taking you for granted, why giving them everything is an investment that doesn't pay off. Identify signs he's husband material. Understand, communicate, and forge an emotional connection with men using my wifey tips and Man 101 to give you a distinct advantage. Make your own closure after a breakup so you can rebound fully. We'll cover it all, but first I'd like to tell you about me and why I wrote this book.